the fabulous voice of Adele, Someone Like You, and Adam Ant has sold around 40 million records, is without doubt one of our national treasures. And if you were a teenager in the 80s, there's a fair chance you had his face on your bedroom wall. Songs like this have helped cement his place in music history. Of course, of the one and only Adam Ant, and here he is this afternoon, and he's back on tour. Hello, afternoon.
Hello.
How do you feel when you hear your songs on the radio today?
They sound alright. They sound, I wouldn't have changed anything, that's the main thing.
Nothing
at all? I've done them. Yeah, I've done them. I wouldn't go back.
During that time in the 80s, you were at a level of fame that most people just can't relate to. What are your memories of that time?
Working really all the time. I didn't really get the time to think about it, to be honest, which was probably just as well. But things have changed now, take me time. But it was all work, really. But it was good.
Weren't you pinching yourself thinking, wow, this
yeah,
is the realization of a dream?
Yeah, I kept thinking this isn't gonna last. That's why I kept working. You know, I thought, oh, there's, and it was quite competitive because every week you're on Top of the Pops, and there's like people like the Stray Cats looking at you, and you had your work cut out there, you know, so they could play.
What about the famous white stripe last painted on in 1981? Were you offered, is this true, you were offered £1 million in cash to put it back
yeah,
on?
Many times I was offered a great deal of money to put it on again. Certainly when I went solo after the band split up, they just said, well, it doesn't really matter if you haven't got a band, just wear it. And I just said, no, it wasn't right. So I didn't, and I don't think I would, really. If I did it, it would be completely different, but I've got a new idea now, a new character, the Blue Black Hussar, who's actually that white striped man 32 years later, come back from the wars. What would he look like? Well, he will see soon, hopefully.
What do you look like?
Oh,
what does he look
come
like?
See it.
Give us a clue. Give us a clue.
Well, he's a bit more, well, he's older, obviously, but a bit wiser and a bit scary because he's kind of like the Terminator. You can't kill him, so he's a bit resilient.
How autobiographical is that?
Very. Very.
Yeah, is it, really? Sounds
yeah,
like
it is, yeah. It is, yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah, it's been some ups and downs. It's been a bumpy caper. But I'm here to tell the tale, so there you are.
That's a good line, isn't it? A bumpy caper.
It was a bumpy caper, very bumpy.
Does it continue to be a bumpy caper?
Not if I have anything to do with it. Hopefully I've grown up and, you know, it was all, you have to take, I think, you know, if you become famous, you start out to become famous, and when you are, you've got to be willing to pay the price, and the price can be exhaustion, and I had 11 days off in 3 years. I mean, I was just a cyborg, you know, and I let myself do that. You can't blame anybody. No one can tell you no. No one can stop you, but now I stop myself because I've got a family, I've got a daughter, and I don't want to be, I want to be around when she gets older.
Well, but were you looked after in those days? Was there anybody saying to you, actually, you know, take a break?
Oh, I had various managers. I've had a number of managers. I've had probably, I know, several managers. And I, you know, they basically, literally looked after my physical body. You know, they actually kept me away from the public such that I could do my work, which at the time was necessary. But having done that, a certain part of you kind of dies. You become I don't know, I didn't change, you know, I didn't think I changed, but everything around me did, and then suddenly, you know, you can't go down the street, which, you know, you understand, I saw it in Beatles films when I went to see Hard Day's Night, but when it happens to you, it's a bit of a shock, and then unfortunately I had a few stalkers, and that's when it's very unpleasant, so that, but that again, it comes with the territory, but that did actually make me very, you know, now I'm very protective of my privacy, so to me, I just like to enjoy it and get my kicks on stage, and after that, the rest of it's my time, you know.
I mean, we know, it's absolutely a point of record, that you had real problems with mental illness, didn't you? So, mm-hmm. Now you've come back, you're back on tour, does it not worry you that these issues might represent themselves?
Well, I won't let them, because I know the sort of... The thing is, there's a lot of interest, a lot of ignorance exists around mental health, because it's a taboo subject. No one wants to admit that either they or anybody in their family suffer from it, because it means being kind of isolated, and you could lose your job, you lose your family, your respect within the community, because it's a taboo, and there's very little help. And you just tend to bring it in on yourself, and then eventually it comes to a climax, and then you pick up the wreckage, which I had to do. But again, that's my doing, but I think there's a certain degree of education, and I have no shame anymore about talking about it, because it's very brutal, but a lot of people aren't ready for the truth. And I think, you know, the powers that be that are enforcing the situation where there's not a great deal of information or help once you're actually in those places, in a mental institution, know the truth, and I think they need to.
Listen, it's good to talk to you this afternoon. Adam Ant is back out on tour performing all the greatest hits, and he will be performing them at Academy 2 on the 5th of June, and you're about to hear next one of the big ones. This is BBC Radio Manchester, and it's 3:32.